You're listening to Digitally Enabled, the human stories behind branding. This is the place to gain greater insight into the human side of brand governance. Join Greg Silverman as he sits down with branding experts sharing real-life stories of how they face digital issues along their journey. Learn how others are dealing with maximizing the power of today's technology and get valuable advice straight from your peers. Here's your host, Greg Silverman.
Hi, folks. Greg Silverman back on Digitally Enabled. Today, I'm with Keeve Huffman. Hey, Keeve, how are you doing today?
Great, Greg. How are you?
Honored to have you here. So much interesting ideas that we've had together in the sense that we've been startups and building brands. And why don't you tell people about the brand you're building right now?
Running a company called Engager Brands. And Engager Brands is a portfolio of cannabis brands that are focused on different music lifestyles. And the two primary brands that we have right now is one's called Heavy Grass, which is focused on the hard rock and heavy metal scene. The other one is called Neon Roots, and that's focused on the electronic dance music and rave scene. It's kind of bringing together my two backgrounds. I've been working in cannabis media. I had an agency and a media company for 7 years. And before that, I worked in the music industry for about 15 years. And so I saw an opportunity to kind of bring those two worlds together because there were a number of audiences that didn't have a cannabis brand that was focused on them. And that, honestly, there's still a number of those audiences today. But I just picked my lane of music because that's something that I'm very familiar with and I have a lot of connections to and I understand. So those are the two brands. And then we've got a couple of other brands that are in development as well.
Yeah, it's a fascinating idea, right? Because you're building products for experiences to enhance the experience, which enhances the product. It's a very unique notion, right? I was at a Testament concert the other day. I was like, oh, that'd have been nice. Have the right ingredients to heighten that experience. So you build up this notion of these brands and merging these two things together, which is very innovative. Clearly, there's a digital world to that. Like, what's the digital pathway there? How do you start attacking that in niche through a digital lens?
Well, it's extremely challenging because of the fact that even though we don't hold any cannabis, the fact that these are cannabis-focused brands, we have a lot of hurdles that we have to jump through. A lot of the big platforms, their terms of service make it very difficult for cannabis brands. And unfortunately, they don't very clearly map out exactly what those terms of services are. And it's also a very much of a moving target. A lot of tools that most marketers have in their toolkit are not applicable to the cannabis industry. It was interesting. There was about 3 years ago, they had what was called the Green Rush. They called it the Green Rush because all of money was coming in, primarily coming out of the Canadian public markets that was fueling all these cannabis companies. And you started to see a lot of seasoned CMOs come into the space, which I was thrilled because it's like the need for professionals to kind of rise this industry up. It's very important to me. It was so interesting to see how many of them left kicking and screaming like within like 6 to 9 months, because I think they realized like, well, wait a minute, all the things that I could do at my last job, I can't do anymore. And you really literally have to figure things out and be very innovative. And some of the things that just to get into that a little bit, are finding ways to kind of talk about your brand without mentioning cannabis and really focusing on the lifestyle is one way. And another way is having your audience be your marketers, because they can talk about you in ways that you can't talk about. Early on, what we did is we worked with a lot of baby bands, what I consider sort of up and comers, and we got them very excited about what we were doing and got them T-shirts and hats and jackets and product samples. And it's amazing because they then started wearing it on stage and talking about it in their own socials. And that organically started to build our presence. It's because that's the way you kind of have to do it. Like we can't use Google search. We can't buy Facebook ads. It's why in my last company, we built a video studio for broadcast quality video content for the cannabis industry. And we literally had to build our own multi-platform network because it's the only way that we could get the video seen. So we had to create a private channel on Roku and Apple TV and Amazon, all these different platforms. So there's definitely, obviously, digital is a huge component to all marketing, but it's particularly challenging in this industry.
Because a lot of people have been on this show talking about ecosystems and networks and how you have to develop them. Most of those traditional brands have roads that are built and they have to drive down those roads successfully. It sounds like you're building the road, which is a totally different mode of thinking and learning. What have you experienced as the big challenges? Because I think people would be facing this in metaverse marketing and new markets. They might go from boundary to boundary. What are the big challenges besides waking up going, how the heck am I going to do this?
Yeah, well, there's so many challenges, but I think the biggest challenge that people have to get over is just the challenge of deciding that you just have to try to do things, even if you don't know what the outcome's going to be. You almost have to invent your own solutions and just try some different things and then see what works, what doesn't work. Because you're right, we're basically inventing how these kinds of things can be marketed. And can't be afraid to push the envelope. It's like, it's better to have your hand slapped than it is to not go out and really market the way that you could market. Because I think a lot of marketers in particular, when they come into this industry, they tend to be overly conservative because like, oh, I don't want my Instagram account to get shut down. Yes, no one wants it to get, it's a pain to get it turned back on. We've had it happen with our brands. That being said, if you're not doing things that are engaging your audience, then you're missing an opportunity. The other thing that I think is a big challenge is to figure out ways to market that don't directly run afoul of these. So like we will promote and market a lot of our ancillary products, right? So our apparel, our merch, our accessories, because that is easier to market. That's not cannabis product. Those are some other things. It's just, yeah, just figuring out. It's really the model that one of the biggest brands in cannabis took. In fact, the founder was just on the cover of Forbes magazine recently, this guy Burner from the brand Cookies. And what Cookies did is they basically went out and digitally marketed their apparel brand. That was kind of the Trojan horse, right? You like go out, market that, get people interested in the brand, into the lifestyle. And then you almost like don't even know that it's a cannabis brand until you start to peel back the layers. And then you eventually kind of can get to it.
Your industry might be at the vanguard of inventing some kind of workaround stealth marketing that might be really important with the changing social mores for a variety of products and services and experiences. I'm not so sure you're going to be seen as an outlier 5 or 10 years from now. And certainly as the mainstream channels get filled up, people have to find workarounds anyway, right? And the brand equities may rely on it, or the legal restrictions in your place make you build different equities to build market linkages. The hardest innovation is tomorrow's today.
Well, it's like in the early internet marketing days, how really porn really led the way, remember? Because they had to figure out different ways to market that, because they didn't have a lot of the other traditional opportunities. And so they were always sort of pushing the envelope. It's these industries and markets that have to get innovative that end up kind of driving things that then the mainstream. So I think you're right. 5 to 7 years, this will be a little bit more mainstream.
Yeah, I think so, right? That we wouldn't have secure payments if it weren't for the porn industry. Would never happened. It's been a decade later because no one wanted to do anything. And they proved, hey, we can keep it private and what have you. Fascinating journey you're on, Keeve. I really admire the innovation. It's not easy to be out there on the edge. For our listeners, when you think about my final question, one word that explains or your attitude toward digitally enabling brands, what's the one word and why do you think of it?
Connection is the word, because whenever I'm building brands, and it doesn't matter, it's like, how do we connect? It was between connection and authenticity. It's like, how do you connect in an authentic way with your audience? And I think what digital allows you to do is to enable that connection in a very targeted fashion, because you can identify and find your brand's audience and connect with them as our name of Engager and engage with them digitally as well. So for me, I think that ability to use digital to connect your brand to its audience.
Yeah, and all that are manifold needs, right? Because you can't maybe find the core one, but you can find a whole bunch of other to get to the core. It's a fascinating brand management story. Keith Huffman, thanks for being on the show. Digitally Enabled, signing off. Greg Silverman, thanks for tuning in. We'll hope to see you next time.
That's all for today's episode. We hope these insights from top brand managers help you as you face your own digital roadblocks. Remember that you're not alone in the challenges you face. If you would like to further connect with fellow elite brand managers, join the Beam community by sending an email to gsilverman@monogle.com. Thank you for joining us. See you on the next one.